morning time, new dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson Hay Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunge into your new day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this beautiful week. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we come just as we are, having nothing to hide. We confess all our sins and iniquities before the throne of grace. Please have mercy upon us. Forgive us all of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we hereby place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Therefore, Lord, we ask you, lead us, guide us, other steps direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this very day in the name of Jesus. All our undertakings, we commit to your able care, Lord. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me as I read from the book of Genesis, the book of the beginning, chapter number 3. I will be reading from verse number 14 through to verse 19 this morning. Genesis chapter number 3, from verse 14 through to verse number 19. I read from the King James Version of the Bible this morning. God bless you as we follow the readings. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herbs of the field. And in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. I'm so sorry for the break in for past 1 week now. It's as a result of our gadget having issues. So the gadget is having issues. As God blesses you to bless us, we want to set up a standard studio whereby we'll be able to, you know, have unbreakable transmission every day as God permit. God bless you. This morning, I'm starting a new topic which I call curse. Curse. Or the curse. Oh, when you are talking about the curse, I took the very first passage where the Bible did, you know, mention curse. The first very passage is this chapter number 3 of the book of the beginning, Genesis, where we see God, you know, placing curse upon man and animals and even the ground upon a place, a thing, or a person. Now, this morning, I am saddled with the responsibility of telling you what, you know, how to exploit curses, what we can derive out of it, the kind of meaning we can derive out of curses. I'll be taking it bit by bit. It might up to about 5 episodes or more as God, you know, permit us to exploit this very topic. What is a curse? A curse is a direct opposite of blessing. A curse is direct opposite of blessing. What is a curse? A curse is an utterance of evil wishes against, you know, the victims, either a place, an animal, a person, or a thing, as it, you know, it demands. A curse can be placed upon a person, upon an animal. We saw it. God placed curse on the woman and the man, upon the snake, which is an animal, and upon a place, which is the ground. Can you see? And we saw Jesus also placing curse upon a tree. That is a thing. Hallelujah. So, curse is an evil utterance that is capable of causing injuries and mischief upon the victims. Evil utterance that is capable, you know, of causing injuries and mischief upon the victims. What is a curse? A curse is high level of violent expression of evil against the victim. High level of violent expression of evil against the victim. What is a curse? A curse, you know, is an unpleasant. A curse is an unpleasant word, you know, said to hurt, to torment, to destroy the victim with great calamities, great afflictions. Curse is capable of inflicting afflictions upon, you know, the victims. It is, you know, to incapacitate. Curse meant to incapacitate the victim with spell. With spell. What is a curse? You know, a curse is a great vehicle of tragedies and sorrow into victim's life. A curse is great vehicle, effective vehicle that drives sorrow, drive tragedies into the life, you know, of the victims. What is a curse? A curse is an expert. Or an expert glory killer. Curse is an expert in killing glory. When you see somebody that find it difficult to manifest the glory of God in his or her life, when you see a person that find it difficult to manifest the glory God has put upon him, to manifest his, you know, divine blueprint, divine destiny that God has given to that man or that woman, be sure that such a person is under one curse or the other. Curses are violent destroyers. They destroy great and bright destinies. They destroy, you know, great and, you know, bright lives. Curse is a counterforce that fights what is called blessings. Curse is a counterforce that fights blessing. You can call a curse a neutralizer of goodness and glorious manifestation. They will never allow, curse will never allow anything good to be seen in the life, you know, of the victim. It will never allow any manifestation of any glorious or goodness, in glorious things or goodness in their lives. What is a curse? A curse can be also be described as a force that creates all sorts of hindrances and barriers. A curse can be described as a force, unseen force, yes, that creates powerful hindrances and barriers against the victims. Curse is a, you know, sentence or verdict that evoke punishment and destruction upon the victims. Curse is evil police that, you know, that is created by the spoken words. Evil police that will be monitoring the person up and down. It will be policing you in the day, in the night. What is a curse? A curse is a satanic mandate that is given to demons to wreak havoc against the victims. Satanic mandate. What is a curse? A curse is an evil energy that originated from spoken words, from, you know, verbal words, pronunciations. A curse is a force that operates on legal ground or footholds. When you study the place we read very well, especially from verse number 14, it said, and the Lord told the serpent, because thou have done this. That, do you see the cross there? That is the legal ground for curse to operate. Say, because you have done this. And when he was talking to Adam in verse 17, say, because thou hast hearkened to your wife, to the voice of your wife. Do you see? Curse operate through cross. And in Proverbs chapter number 26, verse 6, the Bible says, a causeless curse shall never come. A causeless curse will never come. Meaning, a curse that doesn't have footholds, that doesn't have landing space in the life of a man, will never be active, no matter how, no matter the level of you or under which satanic anointing is being, you know, is being released against such a victim that has no, you know, footholds in his or her life. What is a curse? I describe a curse as a tireless soldier that, you know, flies across borders. It doesn't matter where you are, in as much as there is a cross whereby it can operate through, if you like, be at the end point of the world. Be at the end point of the world, and let the person that want to release the curse be at the east and you are at the west. It will fly across borders without visa, and it will operate. What is a curse? A curse is an unseen force that render victim's best efforts to no avail. No matter the efforts the victim put in place, it will render it useless. A useless man's best efforts. What is a curse? A curse is taskmaster that makes the victim's labor under, you know, heavy burdens. What is a curse? A curse is the weapon of darkness, especially witchcraft. Witchcraft doesn't operate without a curse. Before they will operate against you, they must have, you know, invoke curses in their coven first, before they go and effect it or do anything against their victim. It's a very, you know, effectual weapons in their hands. What is a curse? A curse is an instrument of restriction and limitation. You see a man that is or her life is on a stake, that is tied down in a place, in a spot. The rope that tied that man or woman is a curse. It's a curse. When you see somebody that the life is not moving forward or moving backward, check it well. Curse is in operation in such a life. What is a curse? Curse is a direct access or legal pass for demons to operate freely against the victims. Legal pass for demons to operate freely against the victims. What is a curse? Is an agent of inexplicable sickness. Can you see? Agent of inexplicable sicknesses, diseases, and mysterious death, untimely death, mysterious death that nobody can explain. Finally, this morning, as I round up, what is a curse? A curse is an invisible hand that directs man's affairs against divine blueprint. Bow down your heads, talk to God this morning. Any form of curse under which my life is laboring, blood of Jesus, cancel them over me tonight. Today. Cancel them this morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cancel every form of curse in my life. Blood of Jesus, cancel them. Break and cancel them. Thank you, dear God. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God willing, tomorrow I will continue on this same topic. For contact, you can reach out to me through the emails johnsonioljulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tablegodsgrace.org. God bless you. You can also reach out through this line +233 202 749 915. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself or for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.